If the master did chance to rouse himself and seem alive to what was going on, the noise subsided for a moment, and no eye met his but wore a studious and deeply humble look. But the instant he relapsed again, it broke out afresh, and 10 times louder than before. Oh, how some of those idle fellows longed to be outside, and how they looked at the open door and window, as if they half meditated rushing violently out, plunging into the woods, and being wild boys and savages from that time forth. What rebellious thoughts of the cool river and some shady bathing place beneath willow trees with branches dipping in the water kept tempting and urging that sturdy boy, who with his shirt collar unbuttoned and flung back as far as it could go, sat fanning his flushed face with a spelling book, wishing himself a whale or a minnow or a fly, or anything but a boy at school on that hot, broiling day. Heat. Ask that other boy, whose seat being nearest the door gave him opportunities of gliding out into the garden and driving his companions to madness by dipping his face into the bucket of the well and then rolling on the grass. Ask him if there was ever such a day as that.